Last week, we did a two-hour interview with Santa Surfing and United Kingdom Patriot Chris P., the secret covenant of the Illuminati. It was never meant to be released, and this is their blueprint for a master conspiracy to dominate the world. The veil has been lifted, and we now can see the grand illusion of freedom. The secret covenant message is so powerful, we were called to release it in full and deliver it to the world. We are at a critical turning point in history and only 87 days away from the most important election of all time. Time is of the essence. We kindly ask you to share this video everywhere and to everyone. Thank you and Godspeed.
Everybody get comfortable.
All right, man. I'm going to turn over the captain controls to you, brother. I'm taking it.
I'm going to do this in chunks.
Let's do it.
And then you can tell me what you think. My rather unattractive, with some light reflecting glass, like to apologize, have to go on for me to read this. Okay. So it's written as a covenant. In other words, as a document in which the person who's reading it then signs it. That's the problem. That's why it's written like this. Okay. What is it the secret covenant is talking about? An illusion. It will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We will create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time, so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We work towards always, and we will always remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short, their minds weak, while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food, water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths and will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceive this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones. Those they will look up to will help us. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products used in film and grow accustomed to them, and will never know their true effects. When they give birth, we'll inject more poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's for their health. We will start early on. When their minds are young, we will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. And when their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and create other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us. With our power.
Wow, that's not a neighborly thing to say to somebody, right? My God. So when you're referring to, go ahead.
In the very beginning, when you talk about the droplets, the first thing is the image I got was the vaccines right from birth, the droplets. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're literally saying when you come out of the birth canal, you're ours. We own you. We have total and complete control right from that very second of birth.
Wait, Sandy, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm looking at, I sent you a DM with all of this here. This is exactly what President Trump has been fighting against. you know, and I'm looking at this and it's absolutely, they have filled our minds, our hearts, our bodies, the air, the chemtrails. We had a lot of chemtrails out here, Chris. So the chemtrails, you know, we have illnesses that we've never had 20 years ago, more children with autism, Down syndrome. It's just, I'm flabbergasted. But this is exactly this whole secret covenant. And you only went through one phase of this, one part of this, is exactly what President Trump has been fighting against.
That was just crazy. That was just one part of it, everybody. And before we get to the other part, Chris, I want to ask you, we, meaning that would be the let's, what you consider that the 1%, the people, is that who you're referring to as when you say the we in there?
Right. So the we is literally who others would call the 1% and I would call the global elite.
And we would be the they.
Yeah, and we're the there.
Yeah.
Two things I want to touch on. When they literally they didn't even try and hide it in that. What do you want? A document? Is it a document?
Yes. So here's the really interesting thing is that we all know that most of the deepest, darkest secrets of the secret society have been leaked in some form or another in different things. I mean, you only have to read a Dan Brown, yeah, to work out there's right, a lot right. of you know, yeah. stuff in there that's been leaked from the 33rd or the 33rd level of whatever organization you may or may not want to mention. So people have been brave enough to bring this stuff forward. This stuff was never meant to be out there. And the really important point that this is going to come to, I'll make it now anyway, is that, and why I see this as so positive, is that this was written before they created the mind-altering technology to control us, okay?
Yeah? Exactly.
It was written a long time, and the mind-altering technology that they created had to be run on a system that would actually eventually mean that everything was linked onto it.
Well, you know what? You just made such a great point, because I wrote down, what did I write down? I can't even remember what I wrote down. It was something, you took you back like 100 years ago that didn't even would have never even been a thought. It was something about technology. So right there, this was not written by humans. This was written, I don't care if you want to call it extraterrestrial or the reptilian race or some demonic force, but this was not created by a human.
Is that what you get on that, Chris? Same thing?
I get an extraordinary feeling when I read it, and when I first read it out loud to practice it for my thing, I could not tell but have been tears on the face, etc. Because I was feeling that, and now I'm sitting here with very, very, very strong, very strong emotions. Santa's got to know me well, and I'm really at this.
That's kind of interesting you say that, April, because that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking this had to have been written, or if it was somebody that was chosen to write this or to exercise mm-hmm. all of this horrible information. But modern day, fast forward, Google yesterday admitted to building artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So, going to modern day TV, modern day, the messaging we see on TV, modern day, the foods that we eat with all the chemicals in it. So,
it goes back to the original question I asked, and now it's even more relevant when I had asked, why is Trump so important at this time? And it's exactly what you just said, because this is what he's fighting for.
You guys are incredibly spiritual, far more than I am, but I am spiritual. My one point is, you know, I know you guys have been on a massive journey for a long time. It's very obvious. We also all know that everything's energy, yes? Mm-hmm. So we have to know that on this demonic side is mirrored by the very, very opposite and good side, yeah? Has to be. Mm-hmm. It's not possible not to be, yes, right? So there's matter and dark matter. It's like, you know, it's just a fact, okay? So he simply was the chosen one, whichever side I got to. As Santa said, he was the chosen one to be on... The man, the hair above the parapet, okay, backed by an extraordinary energy and force for good. Because, you know, we are clearly on this show, we can talk about this. We're talking about demonic, you know, demonic over demonic. It is demonic. Whether it was human hand on it or even at all, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter, but it's demonic. And on the other side, we're talking about help and direction and guidance from far beyond this planet. Yeah, I mean, I know right. It's incredibly difficult to believe for many people that a businessman in a suit turns up and is the messenger from many, many forces that none of us can understand. But we're talking fifth dimension right here, aren't we?
And I really, truly, inherently believe is that more and more people really are what was just like, what the hell is this? Is like, you know what I mean? They really are starting to just like, things are, you know, starting to fall into place for them a little bit more. I mean, these things that, you know, like you just read to us today, that would be like, you know, there's just no way, all of a sudden they're starting to become like, this is a real possibility of what's happening right now. So I think that's good. I mean, I think that's good mm-hmm. that this is all coming to the front like this. And, you know, I think it has to. And I don't think anybody has a choice because they're shut down. They're losing their incomes. They're getting all these dodgeballs thrown at them. Like, what the hell's happening in my life right now? So they have nothing other than to do, I think.
To think
and reflect on what was right. I taught all this lifetime. Right. You know what I mean? And, you know, here I am.
And half the world was sent home to sit on his backside in front of a TV for 3 months. And they thought it was controlling them even more. It woke so many people up.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it really did.
Right.
I
think the term lifting of the veil, this, what you just read, is the ultimate lifting of the veil.
And there's a part two, right?
Yep. Do you know what? Let me read on because you're not going to be disappointed.
All right, man. Let me put the recliner chair back. All right.
Okay. They will grow more depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention towards money and material goods so they may never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do what we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement old mind-altering technology into their lives. We'll use fear as our weapon. We'll establish their governments and their opposites within. We will own both sides. We'll always hide our objective, but carry out a plan. They will perform the labor for us. We shall prosper from their toil. Our families must never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. That's your point, demonic. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We'll guide them kindly and gently, letting them think they are guiding themselves. We will ferment animosity among them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best. That is being played out right now. We will make them rich, rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We'll accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally. We'll never let them see that from their conflict, we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood, kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this. And for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them, that we are all one. This they must never know. They must never know that a man's color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. Drop by drop, drop by drop, we shall advance our goal. We will take over their land and resources and wealth to exercise total control over them. And we will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them there and their children in debt. There's a third part, but I want to stop there because my 30-year journey to find out the truth about money has always known that debt was the tool by which we were controlled.
You know, when you're reading that,
thank you so much for sharing that.
The whole time I was thinking, Santa, I was thinking, this is like, I could just imagine, like, what are those people on in Congress, the ones that the front
people, the senators?
Schumer and Pelosi just reading this together or something like this. Like they're actually just like, you know,
it's like their playbook.
Yeah, it's like their playbook. Mm-hmm. I could literally see them that. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
This was the
16-year.
Well, that's exactly it, April and Jay and Chris. This is the 16-year plan. I mean, it was taking this and just going down for the touchdown. I mean, that was the 16-year plan to destroy the world, is the secret covenant. And if she won, because Obama started it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you read a lot of this.
He lit the fire.
You read a lot of this. Bush was also, he's no angel. He started it.
He really lit the fire, really. Yeah, that's true.
It goes back for decades. But then you see the modern day, in our lifetime, you see the Bill Clinton, you see that was doing this, Bush, Papa Bush. Bush Jr. And then you have Obama, and then they wanted to go ahead and just kind of finalize it. And then that's when Trump came in. And that's why I believe he was the chosen one, because how in the world they rigged the election to have her win.
I was just going to say that.
And you don't think, you know what, this is another thing. I was watching some old videos the other day, and I was like, Trump doesn't have big donor dinners. You know why? Because his donors are the person that donates $20, $30. He doesn't have the big donor dinners. He doesn't have special interest groups. Mm-hmm. Those special interest groups go and pay for those swanky $10,000, you know, rubber chicken dinners. And he's never had that. And I mean, that is what won and beat this devil thing out. I know you have a third part, Chris, but that's just my opinion, is that this is the plan to totally destroy us. And when you see it written and hear it from Chris, and the way you read it too, Chris, I mean, you really captivate a person's interest in wanting to hear more, because the solution is what we're going through right now. If you shared this with me 4 years ago, I would have laughed. I would have said, who are you? You know, I would have unfollowed you on Twitter.
Exactly.
Report him.
Well, you know what?
Report abuse.
Yeah, I want to tell you. I'm sorry.
Because April, like you, you were red-pilled. And Jay, we're all in our own way. We found the truth. This makes sense. It was like, wow, it was right in front of us. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's great. Thank you for your insight.
Being relevant. Sorry. Go back to I mean, literally every line, you know.
Every line.
They'll fight each other on the streets, basically. They're saying, what's happening right now?
Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Exactly. I mean, yes.
The whole thing is being played out right now. And that's why I have to come back to this positivity at the end. And the last bit for me is, because this is their Achilles heel. The fact that it's even written down is their Achilles heel. And what's the next line? I'm just going to tell you.
Can I say one thing before you get to the next one? Because it was on the last one. It literally ran chills all through my body. We must never let them know that we are all one. We must never let them know that color is an illusion. Enough said.
Yes.
That's everything right there. Right. And I wanted to say two things first. Santa, thank you so much for bringing Chris to us. Because if you were on another platform, honestly, I probably would never even watch the video. But because it was on Santa's, I trust the information that she puts out. So that's where I tagged on. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like sucked into it. And I'm like, I have to have him on the show. And I think another reason, Chris, that you have been brought to deliver this message is for exactly what Santa said. It's the way that you deliver it. And not for anything, everybody loves a British accent, right? So it's palatable for people. You deliver it in an incredible way, but it's also very palatable.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank you. I'll just correct you on one thing. Scottish people aren't that fussed about an English accent. I'm only joking. For those people up north. Okay.
For all my followers, Scottish followers, I was only kidding.
They've gone.
I love you.
So thank you. Yes, Santa, you extraordinary human being. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the humbling comments. I appreciate it. Right, let's just let this first line sink in. Please. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we all shall own all the media. Mm. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we shall crush them like insects, for they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recreate some of them, we will recruit some of them to help us carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not of us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passage, the higher realms. Members of these groups will think they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel to the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for killing of their own kind will prevent passage to that realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they'll be unable to focus upon it until it's too late. Oh yes, so grand will the illusion of freedom be that they will never know they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs that we have established from time to time, from time immemorial. But they, if they find out that they are our equals, we shall perish them. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish, they will take action. They must never, ever find out what we have done, for if they do, we shall have no place to run, for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions shall have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality shall transcend many generations and lifespans. This covenant is sealed by blood, our blood. We are the ones who from heaven to earth came. This covenant must never, ever be known to exist. It must never, ever be written or spoken of. For if it is, the consciousness it will spawn will release the fury of the prime creator upon us, and we shall be cast into the depths from whence we came and remain there until the end of infinity itself. And this is why I see it as positive, because this is the very tiny number of people who control us or have controlled us, and it's only those few people we have to find now the veil has fallen, and it's only those few people we have to give no shelter to. This is the most positive thing about the entire situation that's going on this planet. This document explains why they cannot win.
All right. Well said.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's not for the document. That's for you.
Yeah, that's for you.
Not applauding the document, everybody. Applauding him.
The number, I don't even know what that number, it's like had like five zeros.
It's like 0.00001. It's like a tenth of a percent, something like that, right?
I don't even know how you break it down to such a small, it's so small. So I think that in itself helps shed in a tremendous amount of light, because it's happening right now, obviously, but it's not unattainable. It's not this fictitious number where you're thinking it's like, you know, all of these levels and the levels have levels and their levels have levels. And granted they do, but it's beatable. And Trump is there and that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
You make a great point. And here's the thing. And this is where we need to be. I suggest to the world who knows is more gentle with the people who don't know. And that is that people are just carrying out their jobs. They don't know. The need to know keeps it from them. And it's very easy to indoctrinate somebody who depends on you for a pay packet. Mm-hmm. Very easy. This is why people do disgusting things, and that doesn't excuse them. Yeah. I mean, you know, the Nazis were full of people saying, I was just doing my job. Okay. It doesn't excuse them, but we have to accept that we need to cut this off at the head. We don't have to take out the body and the rest of the body, etc. We just need to deal with that once it's done. And once the head of the serpentine or the serpent, whatever it right analogy is, has been cut off, the rest will fall. And I feel that feels like we're there. We're literally there. And of course, you know, at the end of the Elibert Road, and the veil comes down, and they see through it all.
It's so amazing. It's like, you know, we're living this right now. It's like we're here. I mean, it's like everybody watching, I mean, tuning in. It's like we're all together. I mean, we are making history right now.
Oh yeah.
This yeah, we are.
Crazy. It's crazy cool though, isn't it?
It's like exciting.
Yeah.
It is. And if I can just piggyback off of that one comment and then rolling into something positive, if they ever found out, I'm trying to find that comment here.
Exactly, I wrote that
if they
down.
Ever find out together. They can vanish and they'll take action. It ties in with this post that Patriot Rod Steele posted about a George Bush Senior quote, "If the American people ever find out what we have done, they will chase us down the streets and lynch us." I just sent that DM to you, April and Jay, but they will, and it has nothing but pictures of all the people involved. But that, see, these people are the descendants of the sicko club. Mm-hmm. Again, I use my own Santa surfing terms, Chris, you know that, but they are. And so that's why I'm not descendants, but they carried out the plan to take us down, and 9/11 didn't work. And then they tried Loser Barry, Obama, and that didn't work. So,
how do you really feel? How do you really feel, Santa? Don't hold back. Don't hold back at all. Come on, bring it on. It's all right. You know,
that's probably why I do a broadcast, because I'm unemployable.
Right.
So, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding. I know how you feel.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, you have a job to do.
We all do.
We all do. Likewise. We all do, my brother. We all do, and we're all doing it, which
you
is
know,
really great.
It yeah? is. Absolutely. You said on one of your videos, Chris, you had suggested the Nassar Jassara video, that it's the 3-hour-long one. And we'll put the links on it. I watched like the first hour and a half last night. It's excellent.
Oh, it's a long watch.
It is, but it's a needed watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's a needed watch, people. But they were talking about Saint Germain. And how Saint Germain's original plan, which is the true Nassar and Jassara, and to have enlightenment and prosperity all throughout the world, but that got hijacked. I'm just wondering, you know, and Trump does resemble Saint Germain.
Why are you wondering?
What's that? Why are you wondering that he resembles Saint Germain?
I wonder if he, the bloodline, obviously, but I wonder if he's like the current day incarnation of Saint Germain.
Or his energy is probably there.
Well, his energy is definitely, I believe, Saint Germain, but he's actually, now I'm thinking about visually, they look alike.
Well, he was a pretty good deal maker by the looks of it,
that's for darn sure. Yeah.
You kind of nailed brought up a really, really important side note. I like talking about this because people don't really understand. I try to do simple things. I try to simplify things, you know? I just explained in that video how I got to 0.00001%.
Right.
And I try to simplify things. So I try and, you know, I look up things and I know stuff. Well, of course I know it. I've got the knowledge. And here's the big thing about knowledge. It's not yours to keep. It's just yours to share, right? And so when I ask people how much money they think is on the planet, and I know I covered this in one of these as well, you know, people have no idea. In fact, there is no way of knowing exactly, but, you know, an economist or a bunch of economists could sit down and work it out. But the actual true figure of, or the value of known value in the global monetary system, for example, I am coming back to Saint Germain, I promise, is this figure, or it's somewhere between 1.5 and 2 quadrillion, okay? So quadrillion has 15 zeros. Right.
Not enough to live off of, but a start.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might not want that contract, but
you have Jay's 100% attention now. He's like,
okay, this is the amount. If you added up all the things of value on this planet, not just the shares, the markets, the futures markets, and gold, property, and all this, land, etc. So 1.5 to 2 quadrillion. There's 1.4 trillion debt involved in that. So a trillion is you know, take off three zeros. Right?
Exactly. Right.
Okay. These are serious amounts of money. And if you sat down with an economist, you know, they talk at length about, you know, where money is and all the rest of it. But if I sat down with an economist, I'd tell them, but did you not know that there are accounts out there with this number of zeros?
There you go.
Wow. Wow.
That's inspiring.
What is that called?
Ironically,
does it have a name?
I know.
Yeah.
I call it super quadrillion.
Quadrillion, beginning with a certain number, right up to a quattro decillion. This is 45 zeros.
45 zeros. That's
45 zeros. Right. The point is that you brought up Saint-Germain. Now, Saint-Germain has been at some point, this is the way I interpret all the information I've received from very many different sources, has been either the beginner, probably not the beginner, the facilitator of and the holder and the mover on through this period of 400 years that film covers, of a legacy fund, not the only one on the planet, but a legacy fund that has a value in it. Now, 400 years ago, it didn't have whatever number of zeros of dollars in it, did it? Because there weren't any dollars, but it had value in it. Right, so here's a really important point for people who are waking up to money, for example, right? The word dollar is almost irrelevant in the whole history of money. It's just been really important in the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Just right, right, yeah.
That's true.
In the last few decades.
Ago. Yeah.
But I guess most people, most Americans wouldn't know that there were hundreds of versions of dollars at the same time in the 19th century, right? Okay, maybe they wouldn't even believe that the central bank that was created at the Federal Reserve in 1913, you know, that was the first legal, and it was obviously done illegally, proper central bank for the whole of the US, and they thought it wasn't a central bank. We could go on about that. But the point I'm making is that if time is a clock, you know, the dollar's been in the last 30 seconds of all time, right? So what is in this account if it's got the equivalent? It doesn't have one, it's actually 45 quarter decillion in that program. It doesn't have that number of dollars. It has assets in it to the value of that number of dollars. So for example, if the dollar did go to zero, as many economists believe it has to, because you can't just print all that money and have nothing, because they don't know the background story of what's going on, right? And a new currency would come out, then that account would hold whatever value of a new currency, because it's got assets. And assets aren't valued in a currency. They're just assets that have a value. So obviously we'd be talking about gold and other precious metals.
Right.
And obviously we'd be talking about fine art, but we'd also be talking about all sorts of other things.
Like,
you know,
diamonds,
there are certain things like bearer bonds that have come down through the centuries from different countries that would have a massive value in today's thing if you hold them and if you have them. There's a whole interesting thing going on with foreign currency, for example, right?
Yeah, there is.
About this is that there are funds available to obliterate the entire global monetary system.
Take a look at that, everybody. Yeah. Take a look.
That is why debt forgiveness is a real thing.
Yes.
And I'll tell you a tweet I read. So I do follow some financial guys still, and they are trying to work out what's going on in the market because they don't know. Dispatched, they don't know what the Trump market is. All they can see is a man they hate. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right, exactly.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely true.
Can't get past their hate.
Yeah,
they can't see. They're not asking the right questions.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
asking old questions for old economy. They're asking pre 2008 questions. They're asking Alan Greenspan. I can't bear that man because he's absolutely horrific. And what he did to human beings with violence is terrible. And he will be on one of those lists one day. That man, okay, they're still asking those type of questions. Well, you know, interest rates could go up and we could print some more money and then we could send them off to bonds, off to the Federal. It doesn't work anymore. It's broken. And that's the point. Trump's come to break. But he's got the funds. Okay, there are the funds out there. I wouldn't say he's got the funds. There are the funds out there that could literally completely reinvent the global monetary system today. Ta-da! Other things have to be put in place, right, Santa?
Well, exactly. And I'm looking at this and trying to simplify it because you know how I am about math and April and Jay here. But I'm looking at it, I'm doing a spreadsheet, and it's like for 7 billion people around the planet, right? And you take that amount, it equates to $642 million per person.
That's insane.
We don't have $1 million in debt. We may have 50,000 or 600,000, let's say, depending if we have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. But you take that into the equation. That's how I kind of equate it in simplified terms, and that includes infants. So that
That's
includes
great.
The.
So yeah, our new 5D coming along, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, so the prosperity is there. People just aren't understanding it. And like you were saying, asking better questions, Chris, that's the problem. A lot of people. don't know what they don't know. So they don't know what question to ask. Like when I first interviewed you, if you saw me on the video, that's probably why I don't have my face up there. I literally had to pick my jaw up from the table, okay, and put it back up in my mouth, because it was like there was things that you were sharing with me that I just didn't know. So when you don't know what you don't know, like people didn't know to like enter a Google search on prosperity plan, how, you know, how our debts are going to get forgiven a year ago. That was
right, exactly.
Right.
Or that there was a secret covenant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until a few hours ago.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's a really good point, because even what you said,
I knew it.
Right. We've been in this for many, many years. And I just heard about this when I read it last night and I showed it to him. So he literally just found out about it this morning. So if we have been in this and we haven't heard about it, think about all the other millions of people that also have never heard of it.
You know, and we're going to get to the we're getting to the end of the show here, everybody, and I want to give both of you an opportunity, if we can if you could share with our audience some love and leave your statements, comments, Chris, if you could. And you know,
I want to go another hour and a half, is that okay?
Yeah definitely. Sure. Hold on, let me pause and replay.
I know, I had enough.
The battery.
You might have to break this down in two shows. My gosh, this is great.
Yeah. No, we definitely want to have awesome. You guys back for sure. Yeah.
So let me put a very, very extraordinarily important angle on this, I think. And that is that I genuinely do believe that we are entering a pandemic of positivity. I genuinely believe it. And I want people to take that message of hope, no matter where you are, hold on. There's greater health, greater abundance, just great abundance. Abundance is coming our way. And it's unfolding already. It's already unfolding. Debt forgiveness is out there, right, Santa? These things are already happening. We've seen evidence.
Right.
So just run with it. And I would say that have no fears about November 4th. This is not an election. This is a watershed for humanity. Mm. And the people that I know and the humanitarian projects that they're working on, and I mean, you know, not just I know, but I have a hub of humanity projects, okay, to which I love, humanitarian projects. And people come to me constantly with new ones, quantum ones, extraordinary things. Yesterday, a guy DM'd me from just telling me that you know, that Star Trek scanner where you can step in and you know what's wrong with somebody? That already exists. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure it does, right?
Imagine, Yeah. So you know that. Mm-hmm. People need to know this, because it's not there yet. It's not out there yet. It can't be there yet. There are too many forces that would bring it down. Look at the positivity of what that would bring, what that would mean. The reduction of suffering is extraordinary. And I'm just going to leave you one quote. And I love this quote. And it's Mark Twain. So you ever need a quote for a show, for a speech or whatever to look good, turn to Mark Twain. I mean, he's got words for every occasion, yeah? And it's one that's at the beginning of The Big Short. Please go watch The Big Short. You'll begin to understand what's occurring now in the financial markets. Just watch it again and again. It's my favorite film, The Big Short. And it starts, and the quote goes along the lines of something like this: it ain't what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for certain that just ain't so. And what you're looking at in your world is, you know for certain all these things exist. And you know for certain that's how I have to go to work. And you know for certain that you've got to pay your taxes. And you absolutely know for certain that if you get cancer at 65, you die. And if you get it at 26, you might not. This is all BS, made up, controlled, part of the covenant. And what you know for certain, believe me, it is not so.
Thank you, brother. Well said. Santa,
thank you.
Some closing words for us.
April J., it's always a delight being on your show. You two are fabulous hosts. Seriously, fabulous hosts. I'd like to close with a verse. And really, it's God is in control. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope.
That was beautiful. Much love to both of you,
and thank you for coming out, this energy, and putting
yourself public out there, you know, with all this stuff. It takes a lot, and thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we did good, Chris.
Yes,
we were going to be like,
great.
We were going to be like two little kids giving you a hard time.
No, you guys are great. This has been an honor. It really has. You know, we get to learn stuff. I mean, this is why we do it. You know, we get to, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's what we do.
It's class.
But it's like we get to learn in the most funnest, coolest way possible and get to meet the greatest minds. And Chris, you know, man, you just, and God bless you. God is whatever you believe in. God is bless you. You know what I mean? Just on your growth. So yeah, I look forward to great things and together with all of us. So thank you.
I think this is just the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Yeah.
So absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see you both next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both so much. And in a quote from Trump, the best is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
The best is yet to come. Thank you so much, both of you. It's just been a delight and an honor. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.